We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
Since the beginning of the fifth year of the Intifada on Tuesday, Israeli occupation forces have killed 47 Palestinians. 31 of those were killed yesterday, that is Thursday, in the northern Gaza Strip in Jabalia refugee camp in Beit Lahia. The Israelis are continuing to brutally attack the Palestinian people, not only just in this latest massacre, but by continuing to build settlements, taking over villages such as Awalajet near Beit Laham. Settler attacks are continuing. Israeli settlers attacked two Americans who were escorting a group of school children near Hebron. And all the while, Palestinians continue to demonstrate against the construction of the illegal Israeli apartheid wall. But none of these actions that the Palestinians are taking seems to be helping the situation or changing it by what we're seeing in things happening like this yesterday with 31 people being killed in a day. And now today the attack on the northern Gaza Strip continues. The Israeli military has killed 8 more Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip. Some Palestinians say that life is going on, such as in Gaza City. A woman remarked that on one side of her apartment building, the neighbors were shooting to memorialize the death of a family member, while on the other side, they had fireworks for a wedding. People are trying to live their lives and trying to resist the occupation, but it seems that it's getting worse instead of better. With us today is Sami Awad. He's the director of the Holy Land Trust. It's an NGO working on nonviolent resistance to the occupation in Beit Lahem. He was recently quoted in an article memorializing the 4 years of the Intifada in USA Today. Unfortunately, the article focused mostly on an Israeli position that left little room for reality. Sami was quoted at the end of the article, and we're going to talk to him today about what the situation is like to him, what he thinks can be done about it, and what people are trying to do, and hope for a response to this article that came out this week. Thanks for being with us, Sami Awad.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Well, the USA Today did an interview with me a few days ago that was published in their website and, of course, in their newspapers. And it was supposedly very exciting to have such an interview done with such a major newspaper, but disappointedly, when the article came out, to see how very little was paid to the recognition of Palestinian suffering during the last 4 years and the brutality of the Israeli occupation and the continued injustice that is taking place by the Israeli government and military. The whole article focused on the first 90% of it about Israelis and Israeli reaction and how the situation is affecting the Israeli society internally. And then it's just the last paragraph, which was the interview with myself about the situation in Palestine, and very little quotes from the interview that happened with me. We need more to happen, and the situation we are living in now should be considered a human tragedy, a human disaster. Killing of Palestinians is taking place without any caring about the humanity or the age groups or the situation. Any group of gathered Palestinians is now a target in Gaza, especially in the northern parts of the Gaza Strip. We've been getting reports about eyewitnesses seeing 5 or 6 people standing together, and then a missile just blows them apart right in front of the view of others. The international community needs to move. This is an SOS call for the international community to stand and stop such massacres from taking place against Palestinians. The Israeli government has, in my opinion, recognized that it has a green light to do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and nobody will be able to stop them. And this is a disaster that is taking place. Nothing the Israeli government is doing is easing the tension. Nothing they are doing will end to a stop of violence. Nothing they are doing will end to the stop of retaliation and so on. They are purposely trying to make things worse and just planting hatred and more violence in the hearts of everybody that's living in this part of the world.
One of the points that the article talked about was the unilateral withdrawal from the Gaza Strip that the Israeli government is talking about. It fails to mention, however, that all Israeli settlements are illegal under long-existing international law. It also fails to mention the situation in the West Bank and that settlement expansion is continuing all the time. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the behavior of some of the settlers. I know that a group that you have some connections with, the Christian Peacemaker team, some of their members focus on trying to help Palestinian kids or any Palestinian citizens to be able to live their lives because they are so frequently attacked by the Israeli settlers in the area of Hebron. I'm wondering if you would comment on what happened earlier this week.
A group of activists and very much involved in peace efforts in Palestine and Israel called the Christian Peacemaker Team have been working in Hebron for many years now. And their main task at this time has been to escort Palestinians, mainly Palestinian children, from their homes to schools, especially children that walk by Israeli settlements and where Israeli settlers continuously abuse them either verbally or physically, abusing the children. And what happened earlier this week was that two members of the CPT, Americans, were attacked by five settlers. They were attacked with chains and baseball bats and physically beaten to a very dangerous level. One member had a lung collapse, other had a broken kneecap and a broken arm, spinal injuries, and so on. Attacked by, sadly, a very well-spoken American accent that masked the men. Of course, the Jewish settlers in the Hebron area, many of them are Americans. So it was an American attacking American situation, which is very disturbing to see. And nobody has done anything about it. And these are volunteers that are helping children here, just escorting them to school to make sure that they get a proper education and a proper upbringing. And it's very clear that settlers in the Hebron area don't even want that. They don't want education for Palestinian children. They don't want humanitarian efforts to take place here. The Israeli government has not done anything at all to respond to such attacks, again giving them the green light, making them feel that they are like cowboys in this part of the world and they could do and shoot and treat people as they wish and they have the law in their hands. And again, this is a disaster that is just going to grow and it will not help any effort for the future in this part of the world.
Also, not just the Israeli settlers who are engaging in these kinds of attacks on schools. In the north of the Gaza Strip, Israeli tanks shelled a school in Beit Lahia. Earlier this week, Israeli soldiers shot a 54-year-old school teacher who was standing outside of the school where he teaches the elementary school in Khan Yunus in the southern Gaza Strip. As we watch more of these things kind of go on and your comment about the Israeli settlers being given the green light to act as cowboys, the Israeli government continues to build the wall, and Palestinians do try to resist the wall, and they do try to resist the attacks of the settlers by continuing to go to their olive fields if they possibly can, and continuing trying to conduct the olive harvest, and continuing trying to live their lives with some sort of dignity and normalcy if possible. What do you see as the avenues that people have to resist this occupation, these attacks, this brutality, this increasing brutality that still the international community is ignoring and that the Israelis somehow are getting away with blaming on the Palestinian people themselves?
Well, you know, as I wake up every day and read the news, I get very despaired and depressed from the situation, like every Palestinian, like any human being should. But one thing about the Palestinian community, and which I am proud of, is that resilience continues to be part of our living, and we don't have a choice but to remain steadfast and resisting of this occupation. The pressure is increasing. The jail that is being built around us by this apartheid wall is going to choke us more and more. We are not able to leave our communities now at all. I can't leave Bethlehem without having a special permit that is issued to me to go to even to another Palestinian town or village. And the attacks continue. They have become worse and worse as days have gone by. And the world is looking at a disaster taking place here, a massacre taking place here, and they are not doing anything about it. And if the world is not going to do anything about it, we as Palestinians have to take issue and deal with this in order for us to survive. We believe that nonviolence is the way to approach this because we believe that it is successful and it will achieve our goals. We still believe that peace is possible, and we still believe that the respect for human rights of everybody living here is possible. We need the Israeli public to wake up to this reality. We are here, and we are here to live. And the only way that we will not be here as Palestinians is if we are all killed. And sadly, it seems to be that the number of extremists in the Israeli government and in the settler movement and in the army movement seem to be buying this idea that, well, maybe we will have to destroy them all as the only way for us to continue. But the blood of the Palestinians will be on the hands of the world if that happens.
Thanks, Sami Awad, for talking to us about a nonviolent Palestinian approach to resist the occupation as the Israelis kill 47 Palestinians in 4 days. Thanks a lot for being with us from Bethlehem. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen Est.